Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in a new contributed article, ACT EAB member Sylvain de Viron of CluePoints analyzes data from 585 trials across more than 56,000 sites to assess regional variation in central monitoring risk indicators. The study found geography, not study phase or therapeutic area, was the primary driver of variability, with metrics such as protocol deviations and serious adverse event rates differing significantly by region. The findings point to the need for region-specific risk planning while reinforcing that global participation must be supported through adaptive oversight strategies. And wrapping up our look back at last week's Scope Summit, in a video interview with ACT at the event, Miriam Dervon, founder and CEO of MD Group, said treating patient experience as a strategic investment can directly influence recruitment and retention. She emphasized listening to individual patient needs and engaging advocacy groups early in protocol planning to reduce avoidable dropouts. Dervon added that sponsors who prioritize empathy and flexibility are better positioned to sustain long-term engagement. Also at Scope, Jeremy Wyatt, CEO of Amatris, outlined how digital endpoints and wearables are strengthening oncology trial design through continuous real-world data collection. He noted that remote data capture can reduce site visits and improve statistical power, potentially lowering sample size requirements. Wyatt stressed that early collaboration with regulators is essential to establish validation standards and support broader adoption across development programs. And that's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us right back here next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thank you for listening.